Coming to you from the greatest city in the world, Columbus, Ohio, this is the Fifth Line Podcast.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent.
Prepare yourself to be serenaded by 30 minutes of poetic podcasting perfection.
Gentlemen, you have my curiosity. Now you have my attention.
With Jordan Mills, Matt Pfeffer, and TJ Nokar, let's get this show started.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that?
Welcome in, everybody, to the Fifth Line Podcast. We are live here from Halftime Tavern.
Intermission Tavern.
That's right. We gotta be hockey related.
Hockey PC.
But yeah, we're here for the celebrity bartending event with Boone Jenner, Seth Jones, Dalton Prout. Hopefully Boone shows up today.
Third time's a charm,
he's
right?
He's 0-2 so far. I'm feeling pretty confident. I really am.
Well, how's everybody doing?
Oh, you know, just doing fantastic, living life.
Especially after that game yesterday.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We are just now coming off of a
5-3 win.
Sorry, Cam. Sorry.
11 points out of a playoff spot. So we're still not mathematically eliminated.
No, what's crazy, though, is that we've been winning. I think we've maybe only lost, like, what, 4 or 5 games in regulation since the beginning of January.
Yeah. I did stats.
What do you got?
Our home record, this is where we excel. Our home record since the beginning of January is 9-4-2.
9-4-2.
But I mean, we haven't lost.
Good job.
We haven't lost that many games.
High five. I did math.
We haven't lost that many games since the beginning of January, and I don't remember how far back it was, but we were sitting 15 points out of a playoff spot. And after all these wins, you would think, man, we must be down to single digits now. But
no, not yet.
And with teams like Pittsburgh and Detroit faltering, you would think that we're gaining some ground.
That's the thing. If we beat Pittsburgh, we will be in single digits.
We will be. That's right. Divisional opponent.
Yeah. So, haha.
And, I mean, guess who's back Friday for Pittsburgh?
Bob.
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Jay Onwright's favorite cop?
Number one cop's back on the force for the Jackets. They just, he came off the IR today. And sad news, though, because Korpisalo goes back to Cleveland.
Korpisalo.
And everyone's, like, up in arms about it because they're like, no, Korpi should be starting.
No, Bob
is our goaltender. He is our franchise goalie right now.
Until he gives
time.
Us a reason not to start him and to bring up a guy like Korpisalo to start, he's our starting goaltender.
I had people tweeting me today on the artillery saying, well, you know, Bob needs to earn his spot back. No, Bob. He's earned his spot.
Bob never lost his spot. No. He just temporarily had Korpisalo keeping it warm while he was injured.
Listen, when you buy a $40,000 truck and you have a $2,000 truck.
Like your current truck.
My current truck is $2,000, but it's been repaired. But if you have a $40,000 truck, you don't put it in the garage just to look at it. You drive that thing. The $2,000 one, you drive it every now and then just for certain workloads. Bob is getting paid goaltender money.
Yeah. And there's no reason that we should never have faith in Bobrovsky.
Right.
So.
It's because what they did was they saw the new fancy toy.
Exactly.
And they wanted that. And they're like, well, we need to stick with that because that's fun.
Yeah.
No, Bob is the number one goaltender. He doesn't have to win his spot back. He is. They made that clear through management. And why would you put a nice young goaltender like Korpisalo on the bench the rest of the season?
And Jarmo, I saw it on Portsline's Twitter. He had a great quote. He said, you know, we're not going to have Korpisalo here to open a door to the bench. That doesn't make any sense for his development. So,
yeah,
he's going to go up.
That is a good, great quote.
It is a good, great quote. Thank you very much, TJ.
Good, great quote.
Good, great quote. I like to use a lot of adjectives.
There you go.
Describing my words.
You know, the chance.
English.
So we've got one player back for the game on Friday. Hopefully we get good news in the next day or two that we get another guy back in Brandon Saad. Speaking of which, Boone Jenner just tied him for the team lead in goals with that goal he scored last night. They're both sitting at 24.
We have four guys now over 20.
Yeah.
Is that leading the NHL, right?
Yeah, it's still leading the NHL.
So we got Hartnell, we got Saad, we got Boone.
And Doobie's the next closest on the team who could easily
be
before the end
off.
Of the season. I think he's at 14 or 15 goals right now.
Yeah, so by the end of the year, we might have five guys, 20 goals. So that's
pretty
impressive.
Cam Atkinson's only a goal behind. This is last night he had two goals, his fourth goal, or four goals now in his last four games.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Not even mad.
No.
Hey guys, right behind us is Dalton Prout, Boone Jenner, and
my gosh.
And Seth Jones.
Yes, they have just entered Intermission Tavern.
Intermission Tavern.
Yes.
I almost thought for a second that Dalton Prout was back at it again with the white Vans with their Converse.
Damn, Dalton, back at it again with the white Vans.
The white Vans, those are like Keds.
Yeah.
Those are Payless shoes right there. I'm sorry.
Payless has some quality shoes, guys. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah, you can get some Power Ranger shoes there. And
I bet they have Crocs.
I wish I could find an adult-sized pair of light-up shoes.
They got them. You just got a surcharger. I want the wheelies with the lights.
Hey, you know what, guys? I've got a great idea while I'm thinking about it before anything happens here tonight and we get all excited. This would be a great opportunity to maybe plug in your guys' quick 30 seconds of NASCAR talk.
30 seconds. Oh, let's do it because I have great news.
Okay. What? Well, it's going to start.
This is the obligatory 30 seconds of NASCAR talk with Jordan Go Fast Mills and Matt Turn Left Pfeffer.
So I do NASCAR DraftKings. I was winning $750 on a $3 bet the whole NASCAR race at Las Vegas. Last lap, one of my guys, he kind of falls to the back. I still end up winning $90 on a $3 bet. Fantastic news. I was pretty excited.
Way to go, gambler.
I know. I'm pretty excited about
Guess who
it.
Won that race, though?
Your dude, Brad Keselowski.
Brad
Keselowski won at Las Vegas.
He came back out of nowhere. He had a very strong car. He was very strategic.
Did you see our guy from Ohio, Ryan Blaney, sixth?
Yes.
Sixth in that Penske
Ryan Blaney,
Ford,
who
Wood Brothers / Penske
who
Ford.
Is a good friend of a friend.
Yeah, Ryan Neff.
Yes.
Who is lead singer of?
Not lead singer, back.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yes. He is the bass player for the band Miss
Sorry,
May I.
I'm so used to
Beartooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who are on tour? They start their tour this Friday.
There's too many bands.
We know too many bands. Yeah. We really do.
That was perfect because you guys switched from NASCAR into something different. So you got the checkered flag. You went through.
We got it. But, hey, yeah. Anyways, Ohio native.
Hey, fast.
Ohio
that's how we do it.
Ryan Blaney finished sixth. Look for him to make the – I'm calling it now. He's going to make the chase. For the Sprint Cup.
Really?
Oh, yeah, calling it.
You're putting him above Chase Elliott.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I'll give him that.
He is going to be above Chase Elliott.
You know who's going to win Xfinity, though?
Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, exactly.
You see his wreck he had?
Yeah,
that was
a bad
one.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what?
You got 30-some races.
He's a professional.
Good.
All right,
that's
we're cueing the end music here, or else you guys are never going to stop.
All right. Dang it.
That was the obligatory 30 seconds of NASCAR talk. We now return to our regularly scheduled recordings.
Did you just say we had to go to a pit stop? Did you say we had to pit?
No, because a pit means that the race is still going on.
Wait, is TJ our crew chief?
He might be. He technically is. I mean,
no,
he's
I'm the race
the
official.
Board.
I waved the checkered flag. You guys are done. That was your victory lane right there.
TJ's our crew chief.
Fair enough. He's our crew chief.
Can I be the spotter instead? I want to be the guy talking in your ear from up on a podium.
That's fine. You can yell at me in my ear.
Yeah.
I'm kind of doing that right now, actually.
Direct me where to go.
Well, here's the thing, though. If he wrecks us, how good of a spotter is he?
Well, has he, though? He's yet to wreck us.
No.
Well, right now I'm trying to redirect this car back towards
Hockey
Talk.
Well, where
do
you want to redirect it to?
Something Blue Jackets related.
All right. Well, somebody's talking
until Blue Jackets sponsor a NASCAR, you know, stock car, then
they should.
You know what? I'm going to call Bill France right now.
There's a guy up in the Jackets office who's a big Jackets fan.
Oh, really? A guy in the Jackets office that's a Jackets fan.
Okay, you know what? Shut up. I have been slaving all day at work. I don't want to hear it.
Here's
the NASCAR
world's
fan.
Smallest violin.
You know, I could have swore that most of our front office was like Penguins and Blackhawks fans and stuff.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. Unfortunately, people are just there for a job, which they shouldn't be. But anyway, we have some NASCAR fans that are in the front office.
All right, we'll stop NASCAR talk.
All right. Well, it's so fun.
It is. I can really get rolling. You have no idea.
Oh, all right. A nice
well,
pun
anyway.
There. NASCAR, rolling.
Anyway.
It's a good one.
Thank you. Yep.
Maybe we should take a break because we need to regather our thoughts, our English.
That's a possibility.
Our grasp of English.
When we come back,
and
we're
a beer.
Supposed to be talking to one of these fine players over here.
One of these fine gentlemen.
One of these fine, stellar gentlemen. So when we come back, hopefully we'll have one on. We'll be right back here on the Fifth Line Podcast.
March with us with the official Columbus Blue Jackets app presented by T-Mobile. Get breaking news, real-time game updates, live radio, seat upgrades, and more. Plus, now high school and college students can access Rush tickets on their phone. Just download the app and select CBJ Student Rush in the menu. Tickets start at just $15 and include a free offer from Papa John's. Go to BlueJackets.com/Rush for complete details.
Welcome back into the Fifth Line Podcast. We have a special guest, not a player yet, but that's not a bad thing.
No.
We're joined here by Dave Thomas, not Wendy's Dave Thomas because he is dead, but he does make great food.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, where's the beef? But we're joined by Dave Thomas. He's from England. And Matt, you know more about Dave.
That's the first time
I'm meeting Dave.
It's so odd because Dave is like a staple in Nationwide Arena, and he lives clear across the pond.
Across the pond.
Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I saw my first NHL game was a Blue Jackets game against, as then it was, the Phoenix Coyotes.
Oh.
And I've been a fan ever since, and I'm just glad I can come out here and have the opportunity to support my team and get loud and get vocal.
So how did you become a Jackets fan then?
First NHL game I saw.
Okay, so like you were in Columbus, you're in Phoenix?
I was in Columbus, so okay. I studied at Ohio State. So
that's how you got here then?
Came back to Columbus, saw my first NHL game, I've been a Blue Jacket.
So hooked from day one?
Hooked from day one.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, my understanding, you're originally from Manchester, is that right?
Born in Manchester, grew up in Buckinghamshire, and been the last 13 years in London.
Oh, see, so from London town. You were in London once.
I went to London one time. My brother was stationed out in Mildenhall.
Mildenhall.
Mildenhall, is that where it's at? Yeah, so that's like, I think it was like a 45-minute train ride into London. But yeah, he was stationed out there for a year. We went out and visited him for a week. I had a great time. I'd love to go back.
It's a little expensive, though, for us Americans. Your dollar versus our dollar is not quite there yet.
You need to try living in London. Yeah. The dollar to exchange rate is kind of tanked at the moment.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
It's a good deal for you guys to come over and visit us in London.
See, now is there hockey in England?
There is hockey in England.
All right, how much hockey? Like, there has to be a level. Like, I'm not going to drive clear up to the north side of the island to find hockey, right?
Kind of think ECHL level.
ECHL?
And most of the teams have styled themselves after American teams or Canadian teams like. So there's the Slough Jets. The Guildford Flames.
Oh, okay. The Gilbert Flames. Okay. So are they any – now, do you go and watch them? Do you support them over there? Or?
There's a team near me, but I've never been to a game yet. It's something I've got to get to doing.
Well, it's kind of hard once you've seen – like, once you've seen the Filet Mignon, it's hard to go back to bologna, you know, like.
Now, have you transformed any of your friends in England or London into hockey fans, into Jackets fans? Are you getting to watch them?
See, the time difference is a killer.
Yeah, I could imagine. So, like, if a game, you guys are what? How many hours behind?
5 hours ahead.
5 hours. Oh, 5 hours ahead. Okay, so yeah, a game comes on at 7 o'clock here.
Jordan, you were just all over the place.
What
today? Now England is 5 hours behind us.
Ahead, behind, whatever.
So apparently,
that's Alaska.
So apparently, England is somewhere between California and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yes, it is in my mind.
Well, anyway, they're ahead of us, so that means the game is on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon there.
Midnight.
I'm everywhere.
No, I'm confused.
Come on.
No, wait. If it's on here at 7 o'clock. Oh, it is. Oh, yeah.
This is why we don't do fancy stats.
This is not the part of the numbers
are not what we do well. That's why we have.
Yeah, so you guys are in bed when the Jackets come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Now, when you're over there, do you have like a feed? Do you watch online?
NHL Game Pass.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so do you go like. And do you recognize certain people, like when they pan over and stuff? Do you recognize people that you see at Nationwide over there? Like, you'll see, like, they'll pan over to the fans, and they'll be like, oh, I know that guy.
It's some, you know, the more vocal fans you do.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm just so grateful to have the opportunity to be out here this week and next week, just to voice my support for Jackets, to be in Nationwide, to be part of that.
Yeah.
We've got some big games. We've got the Pens. We've got the Red Wings. We need to take back our arena.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I think you're right about Tuesday. Tuesday was a little soft on the Columbus side there because there's a lot of red jerseys that I did not appreciate around me. So
that's always kind of been of a problem, though. I mean, you know, our team's only 16 years old. So we've had that split.
Well, and here's our real problem is, it's like it's a Tuesday night. Everybody's really conservative. They're like, well, I don't know if I should go out tonight or not. No.
This guy's coming from
England.
Yeah, he's coming from
15 minutes down the road.
Yeah, you can come from your berth.
5 hours ahead of us. You know?
So Dave makes it a point every year to come out here and support the Jackets. And we're trying to get you to understand you're 15 minutes away and you can't even come in. Like, there's a problem, fifth line, right there.
So how many times do you come in?
I try to come out twice a year.
Okay.
And just get behind my Jackets and support them.
So you come solely for the Jackets? You got friends in town?
I've got friends in town as well. And nice. Columbus is a fantastic city. People are so friendly. And it's just a wonderful, friendly, vibrant city.
Yeah. Now, who's your favorite player on the Jackets team right now?
See, I'm torn. I like the young guys we've got. We've got Brendan Saad. I know he's off injured, but he's playing well.
Yeah.
Just the energy, the speed. Boone Jenner, Seth Jones. And I think the acquisition of the trade of Seth Jones has transformed our defense.
I agree with you on that one. 100%. I mean, it's
100%.
Me and TJ were talking a second ago. If you look at the records of when we got Seth Jones, you can tell that he's really contributing a lot to the team. And so, yeah, I'm right there with you on that trade.
Now, what's your...
I still love Ryan Johansson.
Yeah, we all love...
We all have a soft spot for him.
Yeah, and sometimes, Carrie Underwood loves him too. But he loves his stick more.
Yeah, Ryan loves his stick, that's for sure.
If you go on Twitter, there's a gif of him kissing his stick a lot.
Yeah.
Like making out with it almost.
I kind of saw that. I like players who give it their all on the ice.
Yeah.
And, Roger, I know he's talented, but... He was kind of, well, we'll give it some, we're not. All on players that out there every night, leaving it on the ice.
Yeah, that's why I like Scott Hartnell so much, because he plays old school smash mouth hockey.
Scott Hartnell plays with his heart.
Heart. now, here's another thing, too. What do you see from the future for the Jackets? Like, from your perspective, what do you see coming from the Jackets' perspective? Like, I know we have to make the playoffs. But who do you see coming up from our EC? I know you fall AHL too. So who do you see coming up?
I don't think we even see coming up. We've got Corbisalo, we've got Bobrovsky, we've got Seth Jones, we've got Ryan Murray, we've got Boone Jenner, we've got...
The young talent overall.
The young talent overall. We are going to be contender next year, the year after. And within 2-3 years, we are going to have a Stanley Cup. I really believe that...
I'm with you. I'm the young crop we have. I mean, obviously there was a lot of hype going into this year. Things didn't pan out, but I think we're really starting to reconnect the team.
Right.
And with Tortorella behind the bench, I think this young crop is going to be.
Have you met Torts yet? Have you seen him?
Not yet.
Oh, he's
actually quite a nice guy.
He's a super nice guy, but he's very intimidating at the same time for his height.
I definitely believe that.
Yeah, he's very intimidating. Like, he does things, but...
It's almost scary because he's so soft-spoken. Yeah. But you also hear the horror story, so you're like, I'm just waiting to say the wrong thing that makes him angry.
But it's all YouTube's fault.
I want that passion. I want a coach that's fired up.
Yeah.
He's going to get our players fired up.
Sometimes I think some hockey coaches can be too coy and quiet. I'm with you. I like the fiery, kind of in-your-face guy. He's going to tell you the truth. Like, he's going to say, hey... I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. This is what it is. And he even says that all the time. He says, I'm not sugarcoating it for you. But now, who's your all-time favorite Jacket? Like, I mean, you've been watching us for a long time. You have your favorite players. Who's your favorite Jacket of all time? Only one.
I'd probably say Derek Dorsett.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's a guy that plays with heart, too.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I mean, he's giving it on the ice. He plays with heart. He's a passionate guy, but he's also just off the ice. I've met him a couple of times, being a friendly guy, always had time for fans.
I like that. Like we have all of our all-time favorites, but Derek Dorsett, he still lives in town too, so that helps.
But we appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Dave from England, everybody.
Dave from England.
Yeah, because you guys seem to expand the artillery. We're gonna have to get an international artillery.
Hey,
because we have fans over in like Germany and stuff too.
Maybe we call that Team Europe.
We'll start artillery.
The European CBJ artillery.
It's all team jackets. We're all together as one as jacket fans.
What he said.
But we have chapters, though. We have chapters of the artillery. So, like, you could be our European chapter of the artillery.
I'll be the English chapter. You've got your German chapter.
Yeah.
You've got fans.
You'll be the English.
Yeah, the English artillery.
I also heard another thing. I got an English friend. His name's Craig. He's friends with another buddy of mine. And every time I said British, he was British, he would always correct me and say, no, I'm English. Is that like, what's the difference? Okay. Before we close.
So Britain is made up of three countries. Scotland, England, and Wales.
Okay.
United Kingdom is Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, and England.
Okay.
I call myself English because I was born in England.
Gotcha.
But it's really kind of, they can be used interchangeably, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which do you, so you prefer English, obviously.
I prefer English because I'm English.
Yeah, that's what my friend was saying. Like, I know I'm English. I'm like, all right,
we could
got you.
We could call it the Queen's CBJ Artillery.
Exactly.
See?
So if
I'm on the thing.
If that becomes a thing, which Spice Girl are you guys going to be?
Matt's definitely Scary Spice.
That's okay.
I'll go for Sporty Spice.
There you go.
There you go.
I don't even know the other two, honestly.
Baby Spice.
Baby Spice.
Posh Spice.
Their name's Posh Spice?
Yeah, that's Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, I know that.
Isn't the other one Ginger?
But
yeah, but that's her name.
Spice
though.
Name is Posh Spice.
Yeah, it's just Posh.
I don't know what Posh means.
It means like it means like swaggy.
We've gotten sidetracked. All right, we'll be right back here on the Fifth Line Podcast. Dave, thanks for joining us. Have a good time back here in Columbus.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back, guys. Welcome back into the Fifth Line Podcast. We're joined here by Boone Jenner. Boone, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
You probably have no idea what you're doing right now. We just got rushed over here.
I know.
You look like a deer caught in headlights. It's okay. We're okay, guys.
Yeah. There's nothing serious about this podcast, so you don't have to worry about it.
Not at all. Not the one bit serious. But we are going to start off with a serious question, then get to the fun stuff. First one, you know, you guys obviously rocky start. You're finishing strong. So as a team, you know, what does that mean to, you know, kind of go towards the end of the season, you're finishing strong. You know, what's the morale in the locker room like?
Yeah, it's, you know, it was a tough start. Obviously with the struggles at the start, not getting the wins. You know, I don't think we were playing at the caliber that we could be playing at. And I think, you know, the last few months here, you can see we've grown a lot as a team in a lot of aspects of the game. And it's fun and exciting to see that. You know, and the wins are coming, starting to come, and I think it's just, you know, it's just from playing, you know, all around better and growing as a team.
Yeah. But enough with the serious crap. You know, we'd like to get one out of the way. You know, just to keep the Jackets happy.
Fun question.
Now we're going to go into rapid fire. Now these questions you have to answer. You have no choice. And actually, Carlson and Lindbergh gave you a lot of crap. You probably have never listened to it. But, you know, they kind of went against you a lot. Yeah.
They
a lot
threw
of
you under the bus.
Oh, yeah, big
did
time.
They?
You should probably go back. If Blue Jackets app, Fifth Line Podcast, you can find it.
Okay.
All right, so first one.
Shameless plug.
First one. I mean, it's not terrible. But first one, top song on your playlist right now.
Ooh. All right. Probably Justin Bieber, Sorry.
All right, I like it.
Oh
same
my
with
gosh.
Hartnell was the same way.
Oh, yeah.
He's I love Biebs right now. He's awesome. I didn't like the early Biebs, but now he's just amazing.
Yeah, he's good.
All right, favorite show to binge watch right now?
Favorite
show to binge watch?
On Netflix, you know.
Friends.
Friends?
Nice. Okay. Friends is on.
I'm into that right now, yeah.
You haven't started the Fuller House craze yet?
Sorry?
You haven't started the Fuller House craze yet?
No.
Yeah. Were you a Full House fan at all?
No.
Okay.
Never
well, then yeah,
it.
Then you'll never you won't understand it.
I don't understand.
All right. If you're trying to go out and find something to do, who's the first teammate you would text to hang out with?
Probably Dalton Pro. He lives two floors down from me, so you know we're a couple steps away from each other. So we just usually text or just walk down to his room.
All right, so now I'm going to try to cause some strife. Who's the last teammate that you would text to hang out with? This is where Carlson and the Winberg were giving the crap.
Yeah.
I'd probably have to say them, because if you just wanted to go with one guy, you couldn't with them because they're always together.
Oh, yeah, they're a
package
duo.
Deal, yeah.
Team IKEA.
It's a package deal, and sometimes
you just don't want the other guy.
Yeah.
They're not going to drive, so you know if you're going with them, you're driving.
Yeah. You can always Uber.
Yeah.
What's your go-to drink at a bar?
Probably just a beer. Just Bud Light.
Bud Light, there you go.
This is sponsored by Yingling, man.
Or Yingling.
There you go.
It's okay. They probably don't listen.
What's your favorite spot in Columbus to hang out?
I'd probably say the Short North. It's a pretty cool spot. I like Grandview as well. You know,
yeah.
A lot of good spots in Grandview. And Short North, just the restaurants and, you know, coffee shops. Everything's pretty sweet down there.
Okay. All right. Zombie apocalypse. You got to pick one teammate to join you. We're going to exclude Prout right now.
Okay.
One teammate to join you for the rest of your life. Who you picking to fight off the zombies, Walking Dead style, coming at you?
Zombies, huh?
You ever watch Walking Dead?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
Really.
Okay.
Okay.
End of the world.
I'd probably say Matt Calvert, just because he's from the wilderness.
Yeah.
Out in
Manitoba.
Manitoba's in Canada there, so. Yeah. You know, he's
a scrappy fella.
Yeah.
I think
he threw it down last night.
Yeah, he was.
You think he could find his way through some zombies.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Favorite player growing up?
My name is Mike Modano.
Oh, American.
Dallas Stars, yeah.
America.
I don't know how it stuck, but I was kind of a Dallas Stars fan, and Modano was my guy.
No, man, he's good. All right, TJ.
I think we can do one more question for you real quick. Besides Columbus, and it doesn't matter NHL or any other level, what's your favorite city to play in? This was donated by our friends at
Boone's Goons. I'd probably have to say Montreal. To play there is pretty sweet.
It's a heck of an atmosphere
in
Montreal.
It's crazy there. Just the city, it's pretty cool. Back in Canada, of course.
Yeah.
But other than that, I like New York. It's pretty sweet to play there. I like Nashville for some reason.
Nashville's a great city.
Yeah, it just seems like a really
the after party. The after party there in Nashville is always great after a game.
Sure.
All right, we got one last question. We'll let you go. You're stranded on an island. No food. You have to eat one of your teammates to survive. Who do you pick?
The biggest one. Survived the longest.
Might want to go with Dad Bod. That'd be hard to
Hartnell, right? He might be.
Yeah, Hertz's got some meat on him. He could probably last for quite a while there. I'd go with him.
Go with Hartsy?
Yeah,
all right, yeah.
Fair
sorry, I made the suggestion. We already confirmed our friendship on the last podcast.
Yeah, Hartnell, apparently they're best friends.
We're best friends somehow.
All right, man. Hey, we appreciate you for stopping by. Hopefully
Thanks,
you had fun. That was Boone Jenner from your Columbus Blue Jackets. Did I nail it there? Did I nail Greg Murray's voice?
A little bit, yeah.
I still think Charlie's got you.
Dang it.
Charlie,
I thought
Charlie
I nailed
probably
it there.
Does have us.
But, yeah, solid interview for Boone. He was definitely confused when he walked over here.
Yeah.
He's like, what am I doing? What is this?
I'm telling you, dude, we still don't understand why the Blue Jackets ever entrusted three guys like us with a podcast. And apparently the players don't know either because they always walk over like, who are these dudes?
And
why are they putting a headset on me?
Hi, who are these, like, weird fan-looking guys?
It's all right.
We're in our mid-30s and we're doing a hockey podcast.
Okay, Matt's in your mid-30s.
Sorry.
I'm in my mid-20s. Let's not group us all together here.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it, Jordan. I become a little bit older than you temporarily in a week.
Temporarily? Okay, yeah. I mean, you're still, no matter what, you're a little older than me.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, a little
bit. But Matt's still a lot older than us all the time.
Shut up. I'm not like grandpa or anything. God.
Okay,
he'll get AARP offers about 10, 15 years before we do. So.
That is true.
Have you got them yet? When do you get them at 40?
50, I think.
50? Okay. I got some time.
I don't know. But yeah, the only thing we didn't get to bring up with Boone was, in case you guys didn't know, at the season ticket holder event, Boone's team had a nice come-from-behind win on the I don't know what you even call that game they were playing.
What was it?
Charades.
Oh,
was it a charade?
Season ticket holder
event.
Yeah. No, that was great. If you get a chance, somewhere on the Jackets website, they posted a lot of clips of that.
Calvert and Cam Atkinson.
Oh, Calvert.
With that was goofy looking.
Yeah. Something about Cam's hair, man. He needs to – it's something.
Well, you know what? His girlfriend doesn't seem to mind it either, though. I even tried to ask him pointers about how you get through that awkward phase, because it doesn't look like he ever had one. He just went from short hair to flow thing going on.
Flow.
It's like, if it was that easy, I'd try and do it, but that awkward phase kills you.
But yeah, man, we've had a good time here tonight at halftime, or as Matt calls it, intermission tavern. And do we want to wrap it up?
All I know is I hear they're auctioning off stuff right now in the background.
If you know anything about my family with Jordan, we have a grandpa named Oscar. And when he wants to wrap it up, he swings his bony finger in the air and does like a tornado kind of swirl.
And he has the face that goes with
it. Yeah, the face goes with it. And
you guys hear this right now? They're applauding us because they know the show's ending. They're giving us a send-off.
They're excited.
It's absolutely for the players behind us, but it sounds like it's for us.
It's for us. I'll roll with it.
Yeah, we'll roll with it.
But yeah, we had a good time here at Pastimes. Let's edit that out. So we had a good time here at Halftimes. It's very confusing. Pastimes, halftimes.
They're cheering for us. Did you hear that?
Regardless, it's intermission.
They really want us out of here.
CBJ Artillery.
All right, we'll be we'll not be right back. I'm really
We'll be back in about a week on the next episode.
When
we come to you guys 5 hours behind from England.
Yes. You know what, TJ? I quit.
And in order to make up for the time difference, we're going to take a NASCAR stock car there to England.
We'll get there pretty soon. I don't know how
because it's got to go across water, but we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Just don't drive with Danica Patrick. She won't get you there.
So in other words, we just like to apologize as we send you guys away from the show for dropping everybody's IQ levels.
Yep. Anyways, we'll see you guys next time right here on the Fifth Line Podcast.
Keep the Fifth Line hotter.